Haven't seen you in years. I didn't think you were still in business.
I realize I'm old, but I'm still kicking.
The next application is case number 11322, the application of Evan Kermitas, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement, being located east of Route 1 and being northeast corner of South Carolina Avenue and Bunting Avenue, and being Unit 1 and being identified on the tax rolls as being part of tax map ID 134, map 23.16, parcel number 300. This application is being requested, being made for a 3.8-foot variance from the 10-foot required side yard setback for a duplex unit, and also a 3.8-foot variance from the 10-foot rear yard setback for decks. On this application, we received 4 mayor returns, but no letters in support or in opposition. That's all I have, gentlemen. Let's have questions.
That was 4 in support?
No, 4 letters returned.
Returned.
No support letters, no opposition letters.
4 returned, okay. Thank you. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Evan Kermitas, 38789 Bunting Avenue, Fenwick Island, Delaware. Now this is the beach house address. Is that the right address, or should I give a home address?
Whatever address you wish to use.
Okay. That's good then.
You are?
Tony Kermitas, 38789 Bunting Avenue, Beach Home, okay. 302 Meadowcroft Lane, Baltimore.
All right. Thank you. Right. And you are?
David Ellico, 34281 Vines Creek Road, Dykesboro, Delaware.
Do you all 3 swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. So I'm the first presenter that doesn't have an attorney, so it's likely that I won't be as eloquent or as well organized as as my predecessors.
Just take your time, Joe.
We'll give it a go. I have 7 sets of drawings that show the existing and proposed. Anyway, these show the existing condition and what we're proposing to do. The long and the short of it is it's a duplex townhouse on Bunting Avenue facing the ocean. It's a narrow lot, about 25 foot wide is our half. The entire lot is 50 feet. Our half of the duplex is 25. The structure is roughly 14, and we're proposing to bump out the north side 3.8 feet and extend the decks on the east side about 3.8 feet. We've previously submitted a request to DENREC, which was approved, and it's part of the package that I submitted with the variance application. Hopefully you all have that. If not, I can give you one. But basically what we're looking to do, the house is 28 years old, and we're looking to improve the functionality and utility of the house commensurate with other houses in the neighborhood. We have a north-facing entrance right now that's unprotected, and we propose to make that a west-facing entrance with a portico over it so that the storm door doesn't blow off every time there's a windstorm. And basically update the interior with additional living space and the decks with additional living space. We've spoken to our neighbors on all 3 sides about what we propose to do, and all have no objection whatsoever. I should have printed pictures, but I have a picture on my iPad which I can show you of how far away the house to the north is. Just to give you a sense for what we're trying to do. Oops, sorry.
Sir, we've it's something we can't get in the public record right
okay.
now, so.
I could print it and submit it if need be.
That was my next question.
So there's already an existing walkway and porch that basically protrude on the north side to the same distance that we're proposing to enclose. So if you look at the drawings that I passed out, you'll see that walkway there. All we're looking to do is to bump out that north side out to where the current walkway is. And Karen, do you have anything to add?
No, other than it's just that it's hard to enter the house if there's any kind of wind at all, and there's always wind. Mm-hmm. And every time we open the door, it flies off. So we thought if we had some way to have an entrance where the door wouldn't blow off, mm-hmm. and this way it protects that side of the house for the entrance. And there's a deck there anyway that is not being used, mm-hmm. and it would just go straight on back right on the existing deck that's already, the little walkway that's already there. Oh, okay. So it would just keep the house looking almost exactly as it is, but just moved out a little bit.
Okay. But basically, it's to update it and bring it up to the current standard with the rest of the neighborhood. There already is a variance on the property, side yard setback variance. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It's for the porch bump out that already exists, and all we're looking to
and
do
it's
is
at the back of the, it's at the back of the walkway. So we would just be having a portico and continue on back where the bump out is in the back anyway. It would just be along the walkway that's not even used back there.
All right. I understand your physical problems, but there are standards that you've got to address here to the board, okay? Standards for granting a variance, do you have them in front of you? Can you?
I have my application, which has all the questions on it.
Okay. That's what we need to know.
So, state specifically your request and reason for the request.
No.
Are you further back?
There's your uniqueness of the property.
Convince us you meet the standards.
Right.
Right. Well, the uniqueness, I guess, is that it's a narrow lot on a very valuable piece of ocean facing piece of property, and we're looking to increase the utility of it and the living space. I mean, for example, we don't have a first floor powder room right now. We'd like to add a first floor powder room, which would certainly make it beneficial for our senior citizen, family members, and so on and so forth.
But that would be the reasonable use of the property would be for that type of situations you're describing.
Well, yeah, we have for example an 8-foot wide deck, which is barely long enough to put a chaise lounge on. You'll see that the proposed east bump out is cantilevered, and as I said, Denrec has reviewed the plans and the engineering, which Fred Legg did, and has approved that previously.
Do you have those questions in front of you? I'm sorry.
Okay. Well,
get down those questions.
Okay. Possibility of development. Okay. No. All right. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No, it was pre-existing. Effect on the surroundings? Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, the proposed changes to the home are consistent with the configuration and setbacks of many other homes in the neighborhood. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of the adjacent property? No, the adjacent property is extremely wide in this area. It's greater than 130 feet wide, and the residence on the adjacent property is more than 40 feet from the proposed north bump out. And will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, there's no detrimental effect to the public welfare. The proposed change would greatly enhance the external appearance of the residents and would be to the benefit of the entire neighborhood. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes, the proposed north bump out would not extend beyond the existing stairs or walkway. And is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. And let's see, will the exception substantially affect?
This isn't.
Exception.
Don't need that. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is this for the entire duplex, or do you just own?
Only for the north half. Although we have met with the owners of the south half, and they will, in all likelihood, submit a request for the east bump out, but probably not the south bump out on their half.
Is this part of a larger? It says existing duplex condominium. Is this part of a larger condominium, or is it just a two-unit condominium?
Just two units.
Okay.
Right.
Sir, if you can, and when you speak, if you can go up to the mic, because
it will never be more than two units.
Thank you. And the area that you're expanding into, is that part of what you own, or is that part of a common element? How is that owned?
There's a survey, which was part of the package. So it's part of what we own.
It is part of what you own.
Yes, part of what we own.
Okay.
Right. It's not common area, no.
I have nothing further.
Any further questions?
Is there any variances on those corner lots like this?
Hold on a second. I'll look.
Parcel 309, I guess it is. They're all condominiums down that area, is that correct?
Almost all. Yeah. The house to the north of us is an individual freestanding home, but pretty much everything south on Bunting is all
that's what I'm asking.
Condo.
See if we've ever granted variances down in that area.
Let me find my map.
I have a list of
all the variances that have been granted.
The addresses.
Okay. Here's
copies for everybody. But that's only South Carolina Avenue and Bunting, the immediate area.
These are the addresses.
Most of those are on South Carolina Avenue.
How many square feet is your current house versus the proposed, what you're proposing?
Well, it's 14 by 40, whatever that comes out.
There is 17
square foot. 300.
We're adding 4 by
20.
That's specifically.
But not on the whole house, just on the back
4
side.
4 by 20 by 2, right?
Right.
309.
We're adding like 8 square feet.
Okay. Yeah. You're not adding a floor.
Yeah. No.
No. No.
We're not even adding it all the way.
It's not even conditioned space. It's.
It's conditioned space.
It will be conditioned space. The north side.
The north,
but not on. Right. That's what I meant. Not all of it will be conditioned space.
No. It's just the little bump out on the side.
Are you adding any decking?
Are
you adding any decking?
We're adding on the east side extension of
3.8 feet.
Okay. Deck and screen porch.
Green porch.
Deck and screen porch.
It's already there.
Okay.
Yeah. It's existing.
We're extending it.
It's extending it 3.8.
There's an existing one there. We're extending it out 3.8 feet.
Okay.
So it will still be open as it is now?
The top will be open
with a railing around. The bottom would be exactly it is now, a screen porch.
Is that parking underneath?
Yes.
There's one space underneath.
Only one space underneath?
Underneath the building itself.
Right.
There's more spots.
There's spaces in front. On Bunting Avenue, there's, maybe four additional.
Just one of you speak at a time.
Oh, sorry.
The tape recorder can't identify.
Okay.
We don't have a camera on our tape recorder.
Okay. So there's one parking space under the building, and then you can probably squeeze four more between Bunting and the house on the parking pad.
That's on your side?
On my side, on each side.
On you're doing your half, right?
Correct.
So the other person, are they going to do their half too?
They only want to do the east extension, or the deck extension, 3.8 feet.
Okay.
That's all. They don't want to do nothing as far as the south extension, what they're doing.
It's a rental unit next to us.
Theirs is a rental. Ours is owner-occupied. We use it ourselves.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay.
Did I understand you say what you have now is 1,700 square feet?
Well, each floor is 40 by 14, or whatever that comes out to.
About 600. Less than
560, right? You said right. 40.
Three floors.
560 times three.
Three.
So it's about 1,700 feet.
And then we're going to add 3.8 feet times.
Times, say, 20 times 2.
25.
Or, all right, 20 or 25.
Another 80 square feet.
So we're going to add.
Another 80. We're down to that 240.
Yes.
You're up to about two, now, right?
Well, plus the third floor bathroom is a bump out. That's 4 foot by 10 foot. So,
you're about two. 40.
So,
yeah.
About 110 square feet.
Yeah.
Okay. Between all the floors.
Right. Okay. Five, six.
How many square feet did you have to start off with?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Square feet.
1,700 about.
1,680. Yeah,
1,680.
Yeah, okay. Three of them 560, right? So that's 1,680, and you're going to add 110.
Correct.
To that. Now you're up to 1,790 total. You're done.
Right.
Okay.
We're done.
No, wait.
Condition spaced.
I'm sorry?
That's condition spaced.
Condition spaced.
Right. And then the decks are.
Okay. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. Bill?
Again, no.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Any brothers?
No.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated that the request is unique and that the problem they have with the wind and the north side of the house, and they want to prevent further damages and losses. And therefore, the request being necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It's a minimum that they're asking for. It's not like we're talking about 4,000 square foot home or anything. It doesn't sound like it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We didn't hear testimony that it would. I'd make the motion that we approve case number 11,322.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,322. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,322 is approved.
Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.